I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager Jonathan Polevsky. The end of June marks the end of our fiscal year, and I'd like to thank everyone who pledged during this time to support WBJC and everyone who listened. I thought it might be nice to say thank you by highlighting the life and works of a different composer each day until June 30th. Let's call it 30 and 30. By the way, if you didn't make a pledge, you can still be part of our fundraising efforts this fiscal year by going to WBJC.com. He was born in 1835, less than a decade after the death of Beethoven, and he died on Beethoven's birthday, December 16th, 1921, when Stravinsky's Rite of Spring had already become an established part of the concert repertoire. Unlike Beethoven, who was not a child prodigy, and like Mendelssohn and Mozart, he was a child prodigy extraordinaire. He began studying the piano at 2.5 years, courtesy of a great aunt who realized he had perfect pitch. A Parisian in upbringing and in every other way, he gave his debut at the ripe old age of 10, playing concertos by Mozart and Beethoven. He played from memory and composed his own cadenza for the Mozart. As an encore, he offered to play any of the 32 Beethoven piano sonatas once again from memory. In 1969, the music critic Harold Schoenberg said of him, "It is not generally realized that he was the most remarkable child prodigy in history, and that includes Mozart. His incredible gifts often flustered his fellow composers." Hector Berlioz famously remarked, "Il sait tout, mais il manque d'inexpérience." He knows everything, but lacks inexperience. Camille Saint-Saëns entered the Paris Conservatory at age 13 and stayed for 5 years. The conservatoire encouraged him to become an organist, as this was a way to find employment at the time, and upon graduating 5 years later, he became the organist at the Church of Saint-Merri, and later he was organist for 2 decades at La Madeleine. La Madeleine was the most prestigious church in Paris and the official church of the French Empire. No less a keyboard artist than Franz Liszt declared him to be the greatest organist in the world. Though later in life he would become known as a staunch musical conservative, in his 20s he was a huge fan of the modernistic music of Franz Liszt, Robert Schumann, and Richard Wagner. He said, "I deeply admire the works of Richard Wagner in spite of their bizarre character. They are superior and powerful, and that is sufficient for me. But I am not, and I have never been, and I shall never be of the Wagnerian religion." One of the most unusual things about Saint-Saëns' music, at least to me, is that there doesn't seem to be a recognizable Saint-Saëns style. In other words, while his music is excellent, none of his pieces sounds anything like his other pieces. I never have the experience of saying, "Oh, I don't recognize that, but it must be Saint-Saëns." Here are some favorites. You can decide for yourself. How about the Piano Concerto No. 2? As someone once said, it starts with Bach. Ends with Offenbach. How about the amazing and excellent introduction in Rondo Capriccioso for violin and orchestra, a work no concert violinist would ever want to be without? Can I interest you in a fine cello concerto? He wrote two. Here's the first. His delightful Carnival of the Animals, arguably his most famous work, written to amuse himself following a disastrous concert tour in Germany. He was determined that it not be published until after his death. Finally, his regal and frankly inventive organ symphony, of which he said, "I gave everything to it I was able to give. What I have here accomplished, I will never achieve again." Unlike some composers and athletes, Saint-Saëns' precocity extended into adulthood. In 1919, just 2 years before his death, a Boston Symphony program note described him as composer, pianist, organist, acoustician, archaeologist, playwright, comedian, caricaturist, essayist, critic, traveler, amateur of art, mathematics, astronomy, man of the world. Today, we would call him a polymath. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Thanks so much for listening to today's 30 in 30. If you'd like to support WBJC's musical efforts, you can go to wbjc.com.